Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The next value that we have, number six, is discipline and self-discipline. This comes again from the law, and it's also a type of warrior value. It's a part of our warrior past. And even now, we still have it. Most whites in the Western world don't even recognize the existence of discipline and self-discipline. They take it as a natural thing that everybody engages in, which is not true. Non-whites are not very disciplined. Non-whites are even less interested in self-discipline. We regard discipline as a natural part of civilization. Again, an assumption that we just apply globally as if everybody behaves this way, when in fact it's not so. The place where you'll see discipline taken to its highest level is military. Military is all about discipline, and this is our warrior past. Very important value. The ability to control yourself. Our ability to control ourselves is so powerful that we even become physically sick, and it's very possible that white people even die early deaths from discipline and self-discipline. A place where discipline has been used and taken further and may have become negative is the Christian-based, fear-based value of self-censorship and self-discipline. In here, there's a God in the sky who's watching you, and he knows everything you do. You can fool everybody around you, but you cannot fool God. And God is the one who's actually going to judge you. So Christianity has got this fear-based value that enforces self-discipline, self-censorship. And then all kinds of related Christian values are included in this. And this can become negative when it's overdone on the wrong values. There are what I would call certain junk concepts that you find that come out of Christianity that then are said to be sins. And then people actually physically harm themselves by trying to live this, quote, perfect life according to these mythical sins, which aren't actually sins. There are things inside us that are animalistic, and these things are hard to control because they are part of nature. And there are certain aspects of our life that we regard as sinful, and Christians will physically try and live their lives, and actually they'll probably harm themselves psychologically and maybe even medically by not engaging in certain things, because there are certain things that are unhealthy for them, but they believe it to be a sin. We will discuss the clash between naturalism and Christian values a little bit later. It's a recurring theme where we've got some things that we do, and then you've got the counter pressure coming from Christianity, which pushes us in the opposite direction. And we've actually got two mechanisms that are actually pushing in opposite directions. The question is, where should the one end and where should the other one begin? But self-discipline, fear of God, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's in there. And it's all personal stuff, and it's stuff that can make whites very depressed and despondent, but other races don't feel it. Other races don't have those values, they don't even think like that, and they just operate in more natural ways, and they're actually, in some respects, physically healthier because of some of those things. They're not always doing it better than us, but there are things where self-repression is actually causing illness among ourselves and making life very difficult for ourselves. But it's this ability of discipline and self-discipline. It's very much a white thing. And I think it's reached a point where lots of others, including Jews and blacks, have reached the point where they've looked at whites and they've said, man, oh man, look at all the things we've done. Look at the violence we've done. Look at the crimes we've committed. Look at the ways that we stole from them and cheated them. You know, in the case of the Jews, it'll be, good God, look at how we turned their entire society upside down, inside out. We totally turned every single value on its head. We spat in their face in 1,001 different ways. And did you notice? They didn't do a thing. Those people just didn't do a thing. The blacks, on the other hand, they are so used to committing violence and breaking stuff and murdering, and every time they're unhappy, they just go crazy and they just start setting things on fire, killing people, throwing rocks, shooting people, doing as they please. And they're also like, man, we're like blowing these people away, and they're just running, and look at them just quietly accepting it. And what nobody realizes is the unbelievable power of discipline and self-discipline inside white people. That white people just look at this and they like very irritated by it, but they don't act on it. So self-discipline says, oh goodness, they went and murdered my neighbor, but that's not going to make me go out and kill a black guy tomorrow. You know, my neighbor's been killed. I know it was a black guy, but you know, I'm not going to do anything further. That would be against the law, etc. Our self-discipline is so powerful that people think that we are incapable of action. And I think that many of our enemies actually believe that they've defeated us, and that there are large numbers of whites who believe that we have been defeated, when in actual fact the real mechanism that's at work is self-discipline. And discipline is that we are a discipline-based society. And for example, we don't go out and just kill people. So for us to be in an age where we've got these wolves, these lone wolves, who go and blow somebody away, this is completely not our norm. Because when we engage in violence, and related to discipline and self-discipline is what I would call a level of formality. I once thought to myself, I thought, you know, we're such a formal people, because the Germans, whom I regard as among our best people on the planet, the Germans are extremely formal. And I thought to myself, you know, we're such a formal people. You know, if a man wants to have sex with a woman, he literally has to fill in a form in order to do it. You know, please may I have sex with you? And these are the reasons and benefits, and, you know, signed. And then I realized, yeah, we actually do have a form, and it's called marriage. Whereas the blacks, for example, even when blacks are married, they're busy having sex with other married blacks and with other single blacks. I'm not joking with you. Here in South Africa, the art of marriage among blacks will have like one wife. Then the husband's busy screwing other women. He's got other girlfriends on the side. He's screwing other married black women. He's screwing other single black women. Their wives are busy having sex with other men, and yet they are married. I'm telling you, whites do not understand how the world really works. And another sign of discipline and self-discipline for me was, for example, the first time I went to the USA, and I was at Atlanta Airport. And at Atlanta Airport, there were thousands of people, like at least like 2,000 people there standing in queues. And the thing that struck me, my very, very first impression of America in 2010, the first thing that just hit me in my face was the silence. I was like, whoa. Look at all these people, and they're so quiet. All these white people, large number of white people, and they're so quiet. If there were this number of black people standing in this room, you would hardly be able to hear somebody shouting at you standing right next to you. There'd be so much noise. That is how noisy Africa is. And whites regard their behavior as normal, as if their behavior is the way everybody behaves, as if everybody thinks like they think. But discipline and self-discipline, very important. And going back to the issue of lone wolves, in the case of whites, where we now have what you could call white terrorists, but they're really white assassins, white freedom fighters. They're doing things that are no different to what blacks did. But in the case of whites, if we want to engage in violence, we would do it by a formal declaration of war. We're very formal in that sense, disciplined and formal. We can be angry up to our eyeballs. We want to spit blood. And still, we don't just grab a gun and run out and shoot everybody. We're very disciplined, very controlled. And it exists, even in America. It exists everywhere. Whites have got a level of discipline and self-discipline. And then later, when whites see that other whites are not running amok in the streets, going wild, then whites say, oh God, you know, we're defeated. But nobody realizes that self-discipline, formalism, that this is part of us. This is what we are. If we decide we're going to kill people, we will gather together as a group, we'll announce our intentions, we'll form our group, and we'll do it as a team. That is how we are. And discipline and self-discipline, very important. But the discipline aspect is a firm warrior feature ingrained in us to an unbelievable level. Even whites in their most undisciplined mode are still disciplined. They're completely different to the blacks. The blacks are the most undisciplined of all the races. They are the hardest to discipline. They are the most undisciplined. What drives them to that? They've got their own problems. I'm not going to go into that. But among whites, discipline, big warrior feature. It's one of the most important features of our warrior existence that still is with us. Even after Christianity, it's still here. It's still powerful, very useful. The only people who can match us on this are the Japanese. The Japanese, certain Asians, but especially the Japanese. They're the only people who can match us on this. Very potent feature. Very wonderful feature. They've taken it even further than we have, and there are things we could learn from them. Discipline also ties back to some teamwork. But discipline, very potent. And our enemies think we're dead, but that as our anger arises, it will start showing. And when it does, you will see whites gathering and you'll see a formal approach to violence coming. Whites, when we do violence, we do it quite formally, like everything we do. And these are good values. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.